Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Floke here. Flags will fly at half-mast across the country today to honour those who've lost their lives in the Bondi Junction tragedy. Six have died and several others remain in hospital. PM Anthony Albanese telling Nine his heart goes out to everyone who's been affected by this awful incident.
For people who were there in that centre, their lives will have changed forever as well. And there were thousands of them at that time.
The family of the man behind the deadly attack have released a statement saying they're still trying to comprehend what has happened. A reminder, Lifeline offers support for anyone experiencing emotional distress on 13 11 14. Funding's been delivered to Maitland Council for some key pieces of roadwork. Maitland Vale Road and Melville Road are being upgraded while the bridge will be replaced. Regional Roads Minister Jenny Aitchison says work's also about to start on making Tokal Road safer at Bulwarra Heights.
There's a lot of heavy vehicles that use it. There's a lot of pedestrian traffic and there's a lot of cars that use it, particularly with the growth in the north of Maitland.
Jerry Schwartz says he's got no regrets restoring Newcastle's former post office as the costs continue to climb. The hotel tycoons spent at least $5 million on the whole project and the major renovation work hasn't even started yet. But Dr. Schwartz says he remains committed to bringing the historic building back to its former glory.
We can see the desire and the demand of the people of Newcastle to reincarnate, you know, our wonderful post office, and, you know, I'm as excited as the rest of Newcastle for this to occur. Yes, it has been a labour of love and a labour of expenses even till now.
And the federal inquiry into supermarket prices continues today with a probe to hear from the unions and Bunnings. We have the semi-final draw for our Jets women's side. Newcastle takes on reigning premiers Melbourne City, the first of its two matches to play out in Maitland, April 21. It follows the Jets' extra-time win in a thriller against Western United, the final score 4-2. And the Dragons and Raiders have won their matches to wrap up round 6 of the NRL.